Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Phil Kogan of Flying High with Phil Kogan. Mr. Kogan is an Emmy Award-winning producer and host, having hosted such series as Adventure Crazy, No Opportunity Wasted, and is best known for his long-running reality series, The Amazing Race. For the next segment, Phil Kogan will talk about his new special, Flying High with Phil Kogan, which showcases the people, places, and beauty of his native country, New Zealand, airing only on the Smithsonian Channel. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to explore this amazing country, feel free to embrace your inner Kiwi as we leave our humble beginnings in the past in order to fly from A to Z in the present. Phil, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Love it. Thank you so much for having me. I've got my seatbelt fastened.
There you go. So, Phil, tell us what Flying High with Phil Kogan is all about.
Well, I have been lucky enough to tell stories, share stories, interview people in front of a camera for over 30 years. And I have a passion for sharing people's stories. I have done a number of travel shows. Obviously, hosted Amazing Race now for 30 seasons. I love travel, so I brought my two passions together, people and travel, and we've made this show called Flying High on New Zealand, and essentially I travel around New Zealand, flying above New Zealand, looking down on beautiful New Zealand, and then I drop in to meet people who I believe encapsulate or epitomize what the people of New Zealand are all about. Everybody from Peter Jackson, Sam Neill, my dad, a farmer who rounds up sheep with a drone, some famous New Zealand comedians, people that I think give a very good sense of the personality of New Zealand. Think of it like a chat show, but instead of having people come and sit in a studio and sit on a couch and tell us their stories, we go to them and they tell us their stories where they live.
Well, you mentioned that your dad is also on your show. Tell us about that and a little bit about your dad. What's his background?
Well, my dad, for anybody who follows Amazing Race, they'll know that that my dad was the greeter in New Zealand in season 13 when he said, "Hi, I'm Phil's dad. Welcome to New Zealand." For people who follow Amazing Race, he has a bit of a cult following. Fascinating guy. He's a plant scientist, and he's the one that really first shared my passion for travel and people, because we started traveling as a family. I was only 2 years old when I took my first trip overseas with him. And I feel that, you know, he and my mom, they're really responsible for giving me that travel bug and that fascination for talking to people. So he has an award-winning garden, and my parents are both retired now, but they want to run a little bed and breakfast down in just outside of Christchurch, New Zealand. And so we stayed with them and paid a little visit. And it's a pretty fun piece walking around a garden with my dad. But not what you would normally see on a travel show. But it's a little different. But it's kind of fun.
Well, a little different also was your visit with director Peter Jackson. He has a very unique collection. And what struck you most about him?
Well, I think Peter Jackson is incredible. Peter Jackson doesn't give a lot of interviews because he's just so busy, and he's making movies, and he's in such high demand. But he kindly agreed to talk to us, and I didn't want to talk to him about his movies. I mean, he's talked about his movies, to death. I mean, he's constantly being asked about his movies. I wanted to find something else about Peter Jackson to share with the audience. So we both share a passion for keeping the stories of World War I alive, because it's such a big part of our New Zealand history. We all had relatives that fought in World War I. 10% of New Zealand's population fought in World War I, 100,000 men. We all have family members who were buried in Europe from that terrible Great War. But it was the big thing, that pivotal thing that gave New Zealand an identity, and we're a very young country. And so knowing that he has this passion for keeping World War I history alive, I wanted to sort of zero in on his personal collection of World War One plans, which he makes from scratch, using the original plans. Yeah, he has a team of people. It's pretty extraordinary. And so he gave us an exclusive look inside his workshop and even let us take one of his planes up for a flight. Well, not us, but a pilot, a qualified pilot. But yeah, now he is an extraordinary man. And I think this is a chance to see him, like, you know, for audiences, they'll get to see Peter Jackson like they've never seen him before. It is quite a unique interview.
So what was that trip like for you on the World War One plane?
First of all, the parts, you realize that the parts are over 100 years old. It rattles and bangs around a lot more than a Boeing 787, I can tell you that. it's old technology, but pretty amazing, simple technology. But, you know, what amazes me is it's only, you know, a decade or so after the Wright brothers flew that there were suddenly these war planes. It is pretty extraordinary, that acceleration of technology. And so he is such a passionate man, and he shares all of that. We also have people who are not celebrities on the show, but who are also incredibly innovative. And I think that's sort of the thread that runs through the show is innovation, ingenuity, that humbleness, that sense of humor. We have a very distinctive personality, and that's what I wanted to get across in the show. I hope that when people have watched this show that they know more about New Zealand than just its beautiful landscapes, that they really go, oh, I get what New Zealanders are like. I get what that, I understand that ingenuity and that resourcefulness more than I did before. That's really what we're focused on.
Now, of course, you've traveled the world and you've had some of the most amazing experiences. So what are some of the most important things that you've discovered about the world and about yourself?
Well, I think most importantly, I've discovered that the world, wherever you go, whatever country you visit, it isn't about the landscape that you're looking at. It isn't about the environment that people live in as much as it's about the people who live there. Now, they have their personality is definitely altered by the environment that they live in. New Zealand, for instance, is a very challenging environment, and so there's a lot of people have to adapt to live in that environment. And so I really wanted to always zero in on that and share that. And unfortunately, a lot of times when people see the world, they see other countries, they see what is going wrong because it's making news. And so the assumption for a lot of people who have never had the luxury of traveling is that if you get on a plane and you leave America, the safety net of America, that somehow you're in danger and the world is dangerous and people are doing terrible things.
Right.
And it's not people's fault. It's just that's a lot of what is perpetuated on the news every day because news is about what's going wrong.
That's basically right. That's exactly right.
It's like if it bleeds, it leads, which is right. The news expression. You know, they don't do today something really amazing happened in Japan. It's much more about, today there was a terrible earthquake or a nuclear disaster in Japan. And so then people think, oh, my God, why would I want to travel? Because, look, everything is going wrong in these places.
That's a very good point.
So on Amazing Race, we've been able to celebrate what's right in the world. And this show, I guess, again, is we're celebrating what's right about New Zealand, what's interesting about New Zealand. And I'm always surprised that people assume America is a very safe country, but they just assume that it's the safest country in the world and that there's no other place in the world to travel to that could be safer than America, which is just not true. I mean, America's not even in the top 10, and it's a safe country. There are safe places to go to. And at the end of the day, people want the same thing for their families. They want to give their kids an education. They want to make sure that they provide a shelter for their families, and we have a lot more in common with people around the world than we might realize, because America is a melting pot of all the best of what the world has had to offer. That's how this country was made. It's made from the best of the best coming to live in this amazing land.
Phil, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I love that. Thank you.